It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Live it. Do it.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Tell Mama all.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Here we go. Sorry, Kendall.
Oh my God, you scared the shit out of me, Cliff.
I'm so distracted because we're in our booth, our glass booth, here at the at the Blobsmush Food & More in East Busheltown, and we're here at the end of the freezer aisle. And I just saw.
It feels so good.
It is. I left our booth door open for a long time, so some of that cold air could seep in.
It's not.
But sorry, I just noticed that there was a big sale, 2 for 1 of those donut bags over there, and so I was distracted by that. But anyway, this is the show. Okay,
I'll take 2 of those donut bags.
I'll take 2 and call you in the morning.
Charles has put up our booth here, and he's put it up right next to the doors to the turkeys that are on sale. So of course, there's like all this traffic of people coming over here, and they're just slammed up against our booth. They keep knocking into the booth.
It's so funny because as many parades as we've been to in the booth, mm-hmm. and I've never seen this many people right up next to us.
Now I feel like we're on display,
and they're and yet their backs are to us, and it's as though they don't hear us at all.
Well, it's just like a normal show,
just like everything. Yeah,
I've seen a couple people that come and they're looking like. Oh, who are these?
It's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving, Cliff.
Kendall, give us a top 10 list. What are you thankful for?
Oh, I hope you have a long time. No, I am not thankful for anything, Cliff.
he's gone from preaching to meddling, everybody.
No, I'm thankful for so many things. If we rehash the same things year after year that we're thankful for, and it's unfortunately the same thing.
I'm so thankful for Madonna, and
I'm thankful you're living for love.
I am living for love. Everybody, right out. Excuse me, because you are blocking. She can't. Okay. I was trying to get Mrs. Potter better, but it turns attention. But anyway, everybody who's listening to the show, whether it's 4 a.m. in the morning on KBSH, Rye 99 in Busheltown, or if you've downloaded it for some weird reason on the internet, just take a moment and tell yourself that you're going to live for love. Come on.
Well, Cliff, here it is, my top 10 list. Dear, did you need me for something, dear?
Yes. Could you go? I know that you're going around the store picking up a few things. Could you get me? I want 4 of those donut bags over there. Kendall, do you want the donut bags?
Yes, dear.
They're 2 for 1. You may want to stock up for Fonky.
I'll get several of them. But will you hold this stuff, dear? I've got a few things. I just sit here next to you, dear. I've got all these great sales going on, dear.
Oh, these are some bargains.
Yeah, sit them right here on the table.
Oh, dear, I found the jello mold you've been looking for, dear.
The jello mold, dear.
It's in the shape of a cornucopia, dear.
Dear, you go get the jello mold. I've got to go get some donut bags.
Oh, yes, dear. Whatever you say, dear.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's already tied enough in here. Now we got all this shit.
Oh, here, hold on. Move that over there.
Ow, Cliff, that's sharp.
Oh,
shit.
That was her brand new serrated bread knife.
Well, it went right into my stomach.
Well.
I'm thankful that didn't kill me.
Would you count down some thankfulness things?
Oh, I thought
we'd move
past
like, isn't
that.
This a Thanksgiving episode?
Hold on,
let me give you some Thanksgiving tips.
Some tips? Who wants tips?
Everybody's thinking, but what, Cliff and Kendall, what if I'm making a pie crust and I don't have a rolling pin? No, Kendall, this is not a classic segment, what would you do? I'm not asking you.
I'll beat you with the rolling pin.
No, you're out of a rolling pin. You've got a big wad of dough. And you're like, but wait, I got to roll this out. How can I do it? Because I don't got a pin. Well, if you're living above a bowling alley, go downstairs, grab one of those. If you're not, here's what I would do, Kendall. Then you can tell us what you would do.
I say
you look around, you find the chair you like the least, you smash off one of the legs.
That's the sound of it smashing.
And it'd probably be pretty cylindrical. You roll with that. Kendall, what would you do?
Roll with it. I would go down to the garage and get a piece of 2-inch PVC pipe.
And
cut it into the size of a rolling pin. Then there, you got perfect. Now I would, of course, wash it very thoroughly or wrap it in Saran wrap.
Oh.
You know why I know that's what I would do?
Because you've done it.
Because I've done it. Oh,
yeah. Did you know that Kendall Kendall moonlights as Tim the Toolman Taylor?
I don't think so, Cliff.
That's why he's always going, whoa, whoa. Oh, that's usually when he's trying to fasten his pants.
Took the words right out of my hat.
Kendall, it's Thanksgiving. There's a lot of fall leaves about in here in the food and more, in the freezer aisle.
Yes, there are. They're everywhere.
So,
you know, I love what? That smell of the
of these frozen turkeys.
I just saw some frozen meat.
Oh god!
The pine cones that they put the cinnamon smell on. They have in the front of the food and more.
You know, I love when they. This is maybe more of a Christmas thing when they have the orange and they put the cloves in it. You seen that?
No.
Google it, cause it's you'll love it. You'll love it.
I don't like orange.
Shut up.
Have you cooked Thanksgiving dinner before, Claire?
We're scraping the bottom of the old Thanksgiving barrel now, aren't we?
Well, we've done 20 of them. I think it might be nice to talk about something new.
Oh, my.
Dude, look at this beautiful wrap I've gotten here.
Oh, look at that. Is that a tablecloth?
Dude, look at this beautiful shawl I've gotten, dear.
Oh, it's a shawl. Okay. I like it.
It's very nice.
You know, I think that the little pilgrims that are sewn on there are cute.
Aren't they beautiful, dear? I love it here. I'm just going to set this right here with my other things, dear.
All right.
There's a huge sale over in the stuffing aisle, dear. I must get to there.
Oh, dear, have you heard about the sale in the
stuffing aisle? Dear, I'm ready to go now.
Oh, my.
All right, so
shopaholic over here.
Look at that. Well, she's got a big Thanksgiving dinner to plan for.
You know, this is her time of year.
She's alive. She's thriving.
She's alive.
And sometimes that's all we can hold on to, Kendall, our aliveness.
Well, and they're so excited to have Thanksgiving with their new baby. And the family's just growing.
It's a family thing.
Such a big family.
Now, I'm going to be there with them on Thanksgiving Day. Are you going, or is Susan in town, or where is she?
Our family.
Okay.
I mean, all of us are going to be there.
I was hoping so.
It's going to be a big, huge Thanksgiving dinner for us all. I don't know what everybody else is going to eat.
I know Charles the Contractor RSVP'd yes.
You know what? On second thought, I'm not going
to. No, Kendall, it's not a very Thanksgiving attitude. Kendall, allow me to coin a phrase. On Thanksgiving, you should have an attitude of gratitude.
Look at you coining a phrase.
I feel like Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn, who coined the phrase to coin a phrase. You know, let's be thankful for what we've got.
I've got an attitude of attitude, Cliff.
Jesus.
Oh, don't call me Jesus, Cliff.
Oh, don't call me Shirley. What is first? Hold on. Is it fill in the blanks?
That's what I have first. All right, Cliff, I want to fill in some blanks.
All right.
Oh, everyone, can you please stop banging on the booth? It's going to shatter any moment.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall, that was another shopping cart just rammed right into us.
Another wonderful thing that Charles has done.
Oh, please. You're doing a show.
This is a very important show.
This is a Thanksgiving show. All right, let's fill in this blank.
All right, Cliff. It is now common knowledge that the average American gains blank pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day.
Oh.
Mary Lou Henner said it.
Mary Lou. I saw her once. She was skinny as a hair.
I saw her once.
She's as skinny as could be. So she didn't know what it likes to be mean. 5 pounds.
No.
No?
7.
Oh, please, Kendall, that's some baby shit.
I gained 7 pounds on a normal day.
Yeah, that's a normal month there. Kendall. W.T. Perkiser had this to say. He said, "Not what we say about our blessings, but how we blank them is the true measure of our Thanksgiving.
How we honor them."
No. How we use them.
Use them.
Use your blessings, Kendall. That's what's been missing out of.
How do you use a blessing?
Your blessing. If you're blessed with lots of money, you give it away.
No, I guess I'd have to be blessed with the money.
Oh, you need to be blessed with them.
Cliff, my cooking is so bad, my kids thought Thanksgiving was to commemorate blank. Bill Stiller said it.
Oh, turkeys dying.
Pearl Harbor.
I never saw that movie.
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. Was it good?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
Think about Pearl Harbor and then think, do I want to watch a movie about it?
The answer is a resounding no. Is Ben Affleck a movie star now? No, I reject that.
No.
Not my movie star. Kendall, I come from a family where blank is considered a beverage.
Alcohol.
No, Kendall, you've given up that sauce. This is Irma Bombeck.
And it wasn't me, Thane.
Whatever. We know where you're coming from, Kendall. We're coming from the Blob Smush Food and More freezer aisle, East Busheltown, today.
Clean up on aisle six.
Got two fatzos. Gravy. Kendall, I come from a family where gravy is considered a beverage.
I thought.
Oh, my God. Gravy.
I've been hitting the gravy.
I'm shocked, frankly. And appalled.
Cliff, Thanksgiving, man. Not a good day to be my blank.
Not a good day to be my pants.
Yes. Well, yes. You got it. Good job. Well done.
Well done. Pip, pip, old chap. Kendall, finally.
Finally. I think... getting to me.
Sorry, there was kicked over like a pound of flour over here that was in one of Mrs. Butterburn's bags.
God.
Oh, but this is what nuclear winter feels like.
All right. Open the door. Let's get some cold air.
Excuse me.
Hey, we're trying to get some air. Can you please scoot over, please?
Hey, grab one of those frozen pizzas and could you just wave some air in here? Crock pot.
Or just wave us the pizza.
Yes, and then keep it crock pot. Then heat it up. 350.
Okay.
Kendall.
Yes.
Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Love your neighbor as much as blank.
Yourself! I forgot we were playing fill in the blank. I was like, and I'm Kendall.
You thought I just was giving some life advice.
I did.
I was just sneaking it in. Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry to barge in like this, but I have to set all these cranberries down.
You can close the door now.
Right. Here, let's scoot this, scoot all this stuff over, Cliff. We gotta put these cranberries down.
Alright, here, your cranberries. Yeah.
Sorry, dear, but you know, most people say get a jar of cranberries, dear, or a jar of cranberry sauce, dear, but you know, I have to make it fresh, dear. I have to get all the cranberries, dear. Now, let's go get some more, dear.
I like the can.
She's gone. She had to go get more cranberries.
I'll bring my own can, I guess. They have a big, truckload of them over there.
She makes it fresh, Cliff. Oh, you make those fresh.
So fresh and so clean.
All right, Cliff. I got to take a break.
I have to take a break. It's hot in the booth.
I know. I'm going to go stick my head in that freezer over there, and I'm going to go see if there's any ice cream.
All right, let's do it.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
What? Keeping the coffee in the icebox? Yes, Mr. Jones, it's a new kind of coffee, roasted by a new secret process. Hence, this new nonsuch coffee has a different flavor, a flavor preserved by vacuum packing, the flavor retained by refrigeration after the jar has been opened. Just taste it. You can't miss that delicate aroma, that clean, mellow taste. Yes, in cooking, the way to a man's heart is most of all through the coffee pot. In every jar, you'll find three special pointers, valuable in all methods of making coffee. Try new nonsuch coffee now. Use half the jar. If not 100% satisfied, get all your money back from your grocer without argument.
I believe fat people are people too. And you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Everyone in line in the kitchen, trying to get fed in the kitchen. Well, we ate it all, yeah. Sorry we forgot to call, yeah. Hey, gobble, gobble, yeah, we may wobble. Get diabetes, cause we be eating what we want.
This is our show.
This is our fat, and we can't stop.
And we won't stop.
Can't you see that we would if we could?
Can't you see we headed for no good and we can't stop? And we won't stop. But today's a holiday. I don't care what the elf books say. Yeah, yeah.
It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want. It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want. We can fry what we want. We can binge all we
welcome
want.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Thanksgiving.
In Blopsbush Food.
Here we are, the Freeze-Rah.
East Busheltown.
You know, they just announced a big sale on chicken gizzards a couple aisles over.
I saw Mrs. Butterbush go flying
she
that way.
She flew over, but you know, they luckily did thin out the crowd here by the frozen turkeys for the moment.
I was feeling claustrophobic.
I felt like I was Kathy Lee and Hoda, in the, you know, the fans outside the window, only they were pointedly not looking at us. They were looking at a bunch of frozen turkeys.
Why would they look at us?
I don't know, Kendall, about anything anymore. But it's Thanksgiving, and is that something that they bought that was frozen that's leaking over there?
Oh, no, that's my ice cream. I'm sorry.
Oh, oops.
It's pretty good. I better get to eating.
You better get to eating. Kendall, so now tell her, do you have anything of value at all to tell us about Thanksgiving?
Cliff, everything I've said has been a huge value to tell you.
Has it?
Let's see. Sorry, I was going to tell you something, and then you pulled out some chips, and I was like, ooh, chips!
Well, during the break, there was a sale on chips. It was a flash sale.
Did you pay for those?
We'll get them before, you know. Have as many as you want.
Now I'll be able to focus.
Okay.
I'm thankful for these chips. Sorry. Those Butternut Rye Krispies had an extra heavy punch tonight.
Oh, Boa. Excuse me, Boa.
Here, please hold these gizzards, dear. But, I don't want them.
But the chicken gizzards put them right over there. Oh, dear.
Those are heavy gizzards.
Oh, dear. I hope no one saw me. I had a momentary bowel attack in aisle 3.
Dear, I don't know about saw it, dear, but I smelled it, dear.
Oh, my. I was reading the nutrition facts on a jar of anchovies.
Well, you know, they're used to mop. You know, I saw a big mop bucket over by the chips. And so I think they'll deal with it. So,
you're taken care of.
So, guys, I'm so glad you came into the booth. And here, move just over just a little bit.
No, there's not a lot of room in here, dear.
So, what do you want to say about Thanksgiving? Anything about Thanksgiving when you were a girl or anything like that? I don't know.
Dear, the years that I spent in Thanksgiving as a girl, dear, were some of the most wonderful Thanksgiving of my life, dear. And I did not think it could be topped, dear. We used to have a huge celebration, dear, with Uncle Olaf, and all of our friends and family, dear, would gather, dear, and we'd each share a special story of a Thanksgiving long ago, dear. And I didn't think it could be topped, dear, until I met all of you, dear.
Aww.
A wonderful Thanksgiving every year, dear. Now, just it continues to grow with Funky, and now Opie, it's just wonderful, dear. I love our Thanksgiving, dear.
Oh, dear. You're moving me with your powerful speeches, dear.
I was going to say, I'm being moved.
Oh, my bowels are becoming emotional.
You guys should step out if you're going to have bowel issues. We don't have no room in here.
Boss, I'm reminded of a Thanksgiving in my youth, Boss. You know, we didn't have much money, and so we couldn't scarcely afford a turkey, Boss. But there was a giant rodent that lived in our backyard, and one night, it was a pleasure to watch my father. He got his old shotgun and he blew the thing's head off, Boss. And it was roasted to perfection, and it filled our hearts and bellies on that long ago Thanksgiving morning. And I'm just reminded of the joy of that day when I look at you, girl, and think of our beautiful children.
Dear, it's beautiful, dear. You know, I love you so much, dear.
I love all of you.
I love you all, too. This is what a love fest is this.
Yeah, it is a love
fest.
Now,
dear, I hate to break it up, dear, but you know there's a huge sale on stuffing over there, dear.
Oh, dear, go put the stuffing cart, dear. Get out of the way. Get the stuffing out.
I'm on my way, dear. I'm on the way to stuffing.
What a wonderful...
These chips were the best idea we've had. So good. I can't stop chewing to talk.
I know. You know, that's a Thanksgiving kind of a thing.
But because thinking of being speakful, let's be thankful for all the things that are happening here in Bushelltown and talk about our community calendar.
Let's do it.
Calendar. That's right.
Yes, listeners, there's no home version available. You gotta tune in to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast to get a community calendar like this.
All right.
Kendall, tell us something that's happening in the community of Bushelltown.
Well, Cliff, they got this thing going on. It's called Thanks Busing. Bushelltown Transit Authority is having all-day rides, all-day ride and give thanks parties, and everyone should bring their own food, and you take a ride around Bushelltown and you share your Thanksgiving story, and you have some little turkey, you have a little stuffing, and everybody kind of shares their potluck and just ride around Bushelltown.
That is really nice. Now, of course, there's so many potholes on the road that, I wouldn't bring anything without a lid on it. Kendall,
or just eat it really early on.
You're us, just eat it while you're waiting for the bus is what I would do. Kendall, I want to let everybody know, of course it's well known that I live in an apartment above the fish hatchery, but below my apartment next week they're having the turkey fry at the fish hatchery. One of the fish hatching pools has been drained, and it's been converted into the largest deep fryer in the Tri-County area.
Oh, it's going to be hot up here in your apartment.
Well, it's only one of them, and it is directly below my apartment, but, that's why I was hoping I could crash at your pad, man.
Oh, did you?
Kendall, but anyway, you can bring your whole turkey and fry it yourself. You can just dip it down into the big, gigantic frying pot thing.
Cliff, they have the testicle festival at the Bushelltown Fairgrounds on Thursday. You know, all the testicles that they take off the cows when they go to slaughter, they're going to be made into all kind of delectable delicacies.
Nice.
There's desserts, there's ball pudding, there's ball stew, all kind of good stuff.
I love it. Check it out. Kendall, for people like me who are just hungry for art, you can go to the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts. Of course, our own Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn is the benefactress to that.
Just went flying by.
You can go there because Pinkleton Potatoes is hosting a mashed potato castle building contest.
Ooh.
And so you go, they give you a big vat of mashed potatoes, you build a castle with it, and the winner gets a state-of-the-art masher, courtesy of Pinkleton and Potatoes.
Keep the masher. I want to eat the castle with my fries.
And that's this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds good. Maybe I'll make it down to the Mashed Potato Festival or whatever it is.
It's open to all ages, Kendall.
I'll do it. Don't threaten me. Right. Don't threaten me. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. Bushelltown Turkey Trot.
Whoa.
Cliff. It's a 1.5K run down the streets of Bushelltown, they thought. 5K was a little too long.
Well, 1.5 is a few too many for me. But.
Well, not for these turkey trotters.
But I've got high cholesterol, so don't listen to me.
So anyway, get on down there and trot for some turkeys.
Turkey trot. Kendall, once you're done trotting for turkey, this coming Wednesday night, have as many as you want. at the Beef Boy fast food restaurant, it's an all-you-can-beef contest.
Oh, my.
And they've got an all-beef meatloaf shaped like turkeys in honor of Thanksgiving. And there's a big prize for the biggest beef eater. And it's an inflatable Beef Boy, which is, of course, the Beef Boy mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dressed as Santa, and it's for your front yard. It's over 14 feet tall.
That would look good in my yard. Unfortunately, I don't eat beef.
No, but we're going to be there anyway, because right outside the Beef Boy that night, the Bushelltown Vegetarian Club, we're having our annual meeting. We're hoping to get up to 7 people there this time. We're going to look...
We came so close last time.
I know. Well, we had 6, and we're going to look in through the front, big front windows of the Beef Boys, and we're going to shake our heads disappointedly.
And point our fingers.
Like, how could you? How could you eat this? And as the customers leave, we might say, come on, really? Really?
Really?
To some of the, beef eaters. But that's okay. That's our prerogative. It's still a free Bushelltown.
Still a free Bushelltown. You know,
they can't take that away from me. Oh, no, no. No, I'm sorry. Not Michael Bublé.
Go back to shopping.
It's just me.
Did you know they're making a vegan version of a turducken?
Mmm.
It's called a tofurkin.
Oh.
What is it? Tempeh in a tofu then wrapped with seitan.
Everybody just turned off with all those words. So that's okay.
Well, just go. tofu. Oh, dear. Speaking of tofu, dear, I've got a huge shopping cart full of it for you guys, dear.
Oh, dear. You've cleaned out the tofu aisle, girl. There's none left. There may be a riot.
Well, dear, I want to make sure we have enough tofu for these big boys here.
Well, dear. You know, Kendall is... He eats a lot of tofu. It's like, is that tofu? And then he go gets a big old scooping spoon.
I get my scoop.
I'm going to scoop me up some of that tofu is what I've heard him say.
Scoop me up a pile of that tofu now.
I've heard him say that on various occasions.
I've been known to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my dear. Come along. We've got to find some of that Thanksgiving flavor formula for Opie.
Oh, dear.
All right, here, I'm going to move over these things.
God, all this tofu. I'm so hungry, and all this food looks so good. I wish it was all cooked.
Oh, Kendall, fat word.
Oh, Cliff, let's do some fat word.
It's time for fat word.
All right, Cliff, we all know how to play this game.
Uh-huh.
But let's just do it.
All right, you go first. Hint at me.
Turkey.
Stuffing.
Brand.
Butterball.
Yes.
Gullet.
Stuffing.
Throat.
Swallow.
Giraffe.
Neck.
Turkey neck.
Oh. I was like, neck's a fat word?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a Thanksgiving fat word.
Pillsbury.
Doughboy.
Yes.
All right, Kendall. These are Thanksgiving fat words here. Sauce.
Soy. No, I'm kidding. Turkey. Turkey sauce.
Boat.
Gravy.
Gravy on my mashed potatoes. Give me gravy. Gravy!
Hindenburg.
Blimp.
Yes.
S'mores.
Marshmallow.
Ooh. Shit.
I only had three.
All right, I have one more.
Okay.
One more Thanksgiving fat word for you. Corn.
Bread.
Native American.
Maize. That was amazing.
Oh. No.
I got more.
What a thankful day.
And I think to myself, what a thankful
day.
Oh, my.
No, dear, I've got cheesecake, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, good.
All of these things are really stacking up around here, dear.
We're going to have to get out of this booth pretty soon. There's no more space.
Did you get up those donut bags for us?
Oh, dear, I forgot the donuts.
Oh, dear, don't forget the donuts.
Can't wait to get some of those donuts.
Can't wait. Kendra, won't you, is there anything down there that we can eat, or is it all
it's
a dry
all
ingredient?
It's frozen and dried and powdery. What are you eating?
This is my host drink over here.
Your host drink. And your host cup.
Kendall, somebody's got to do the drinking around here. Mm. And if it's not going to be you, I guess I'm
the only one left.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. It's Thanksgiving. We've been at the Food and More here. I hope you've found some reasons to be thankful with us today.
We've covered so many.
So many.
I was just going to say how sad it was that we can't eat this food right now.
There's a couple chips left in the bag.
I don't need all your chips. I'll have one more.
Come on, have two more. One more. No more.
If I'm up.
That's it. Kendall, the unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but let the thankful heart sweep through the day, and as the magnet finds the iron, so it will find in every hour some heavenly blessings. And that was said by Henry Ward Beecher.
Oh, good old Beecher.
Beecher, I hardly even know her, Kendall.
But as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And that was John Kennedy.
Oh, Johnny. Take me home, Thanksgiving Road. Have one more sip.
One more.
All right, let's get out of here.
I'm Kendall. Thanks, folks. We'll see you next week. Butterball!
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.
It's Thanksgiving, we can do what we want to.
It's Thanksgiving, we can eat what we want to.
It's my show, I can sing if I want to.
In my mouth, I can eat what I want to eat.
Yeah! Can't you see that we would if we could? Can't you see we headed for no good? And we can't stop, and we won't stop. But today's a holiday, I don't care what the health books say. Yeah, yeah.